بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وشجرة تخرج من طور سيناء تنبت بالدهن وصبغ للآكلين. وإن لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونها ولكم فيها منافع كثيرة ومنها تأكلون وعليها وعلى الفلك تحملون. وَالشَّجَرَةً اور وہ درخت جو طور سینا میں بہت نکلتا ہے، یہ تنبت بالدہن اگتا ہے تیل لے کر، آئل لے کر، وصبغ للآکلین اور سالن کھانے والوں کے لیے اس کے تیل میں روٹی ڈبو کر کھاتے ہیں. صبغ للآکلین وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً، بے شک اے لوگوں تم کو جانوروں میں غور فکر کرنا چاہیے. نسقیکم، تم کو پلاتے ہیں دودھ ان کے پیٹ سے. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ كَثِيرًا، اور تمہارے لیے بہت سارے فائدے ہیں اس میں، اور تم اس سے کھانا کھاتے ہو، تم اس کو کھاتے بھی. وَعَلَيْهَا، اور اس میں سے ایک یہ ہے کہ تم جانوروں کو ذبح کر کے کھاتے ہو، دوسرا فائدہ یہ ہے کہ اس پر اور کشتیوں پر سامان لے کر تم سوار ہوتے ہو. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے اپنی توحید کی نشانیوں میں سے جہاں پہلے کھجور اور انگور کو بیان کیا، آسمان سے پانی برسنے کو بیان کیا، اب یہاں سے زیتون کا ذکر کر رہے ہیں. یہ طور سینا جو ہے، طور سینا بھی کہہ سکتے ہیں، سینا بھی ہے، طور سینین بھی ہے، ماؤنٹ آف طور بھی کہتے ہیں، یہ آج بھی موجود ہے. لوگ جاتے ہیں وہاں جہاں حضرت موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام تشریف لے جاتے تھے اللہ سے بات کرنے کے لیے. انک بالواد المقدس طوا، فرمایا اپنے جوتے نکال کر پہاڑ کے اوپر آؤ، اللہ سے بات کرو. اللہ سے بات کرنے کے لیے موسیٰ علیہ السلام طور پہاڑ پر جاتے تھے، اور اللہ نے قرآن میں فرمایا اسی بات کو، وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا، موسیٰ علیہ السلام اللہ سے بات کرتے تھے. سبحان اللہ، دنیا میں جتنی جتنی باتیں پوچھنی ہوتی تھی موسیٰ علیہ السلام اس پہاڑ پر تشریف لے جاتے، جس کو طور سینین کہتے، جس کی قسم اللہ نے کھائی ہے، والتین والزیتون وطور سینین، طور سینین. آج بھی ہے، لوگ جاتے ہیں ماشاءاللہ وہاں پر پہاڑ کو دیکھنے کے لیے. یہ ہے بہت مقدس پہاڑ ہے، کہ اللہ نے اس کو مقدس کہا ہے. بالواد المقدس طوا، بہت مقدس پہاڑ ہے. وہاں پر زیتون کے ٹریز بہت ہوتے ہیں، جس کو اللہ کہہ رہے ہیں. زیتون کا جو درخت ہے وہ تو دنیا میں بہت ساری جگہ پر ہوتا ہے، ترکی میں بھی ہے، اٹلی میں بھی ہے، ساؤتھ افریقہ میں بہت ہوتے ہیں، جزائر میں بہت ہوتے ہیں، اور بھی بہت سارے. یہ چونس جس کو کہتے ہیں وہاں پر ہے، امریکہ ہے، پرتگال ہے، کیلیفورنیا ہے، یہاں پر یہ میکسیکو ہے نا، وہاں پر بھی بہت. آسٹریلیا، نارتھ آسٹریلیا میں زیادہ ہوتے ہیں، لیکن جتنے زیادہ سیریا میں، شام میں اور فلسطین میں ہوتے ہیں، اور کہیں جگہ نہیں ہوتے. فلسطین میں آج بھی آپ اقصی چلے جاؤ، وہاں سے تم جاؤ گے آگے تو ماؤنٹ آف اولیو ہے. وہ ماؤنٹ آف اولیو پر آپ کھڑے رہو تو سارے آپ کو وہی زیتون کے درخت پہ نظر آتے ہیں, اس کا نام ہی ماؤنٹ آف اولیو. وہاں سے اولیو کے ٹریز ہیں, او ہو ہو بہت بڑے بڑے ہیں, یہ آج بھی ہے, اس کا اصل وطن ہے. یہ اس زمانے میں فلسطین, سیریا, جوردن سب ایک تھا, بعد میں اس کو سپلٹ کر دیا گیا. وہاں پر عام طور پر 3 یا 4 یا 5 میٹر لمبے ہوتے ہیں یہ درخت, اس کے پتے چمکتے بہت ہیں, بہت چمکتے, بہت اچھا ہے, اور اس پر بیر جتنے پھل لگتے ہیں. ہم جا رہے تھے تو ایک جگہ پر میں گاڑی کھڑی کی, میں نے کہا دیکھنا ہے کیسے لگتے ہیں, اور وہ بڑے گاردن کے اندر میں گئے تو او ہو ہو کیا بیر کی طرح اتنے اولیو لگے ہیں, اتنے اولیو, اور اولیو کی بھی قسمیں ہیں, کالے ہیں, براؤن ہے, وائٹ ہے, فلاں ہے, فلاں ہے, گرین ہے, سرخ والے بہت اچھے ہوتے ہیں, بڑے ہوتے ہیں, چھوٹے ہوتے ہیں, لمبے ہوتے ہیں, راؤن ہوتے ہیں, الگ الگ قسم ہیں. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے زیتون کے بارے میں قرآن میں بہت ذکر فرمایا. ہمارے یہاں جہاں پر زیتون کا تیل آتا ہے, عام طور پر فرانس اور اسی طرح اٹلی کا اور اسپین کا ہوتا ہے, ترکی کا بھی مل جاتا ہے, ابھی آج کل تو بلوچستان سے بھی آ رہا ہے اولیو آئل, کبھی ذرا دیکھا کرو. یہ ہے زیتون مبارک, بہت مبارک. جب نوح علیہ السلام, اس کا مطلب یہ ہوا کہ یہ درخت بہت پرانا ہے انبیاء علیہ السلام کے زمانے سے, بہت پرانا درخت. نوح علیہ السلام کے اوپر جو فلڈ آیا تھا ان زمانے میں, عذاب, عذاب ختم ہونے کے بعد سب سے پہلے جو درخت نظر آیا, یا جس پرندے کے منہ میں جو کیا کہتے ہیں بیر جیسے زیتون تھا, یا زیتون کا پتا تھا, وہ زیتون کا تھا سب سے پہلے. اشارہ کر دیا اب امن و سلامتی ہے, اب عذاب ختم ہو گیا. اسی لیے آپ نے یاسر عرفات کا نام سنا ہوگا, عبد الرؤف نام اس کا, لیکن یاسر عرفات سے مشہور تھا. یہ اقوام متحدہ کی میٹنگ میں جب گیا تو زیتون درخت کی ایک برانچ کو لے کر گیا, کہا یہ زیتون کے درخت کی ایک برانچ ہے, ٹہنی ہے, یہ امن و سلامتی کا پیغام سنانے کے لیے میں آیا ہوں, کہ ہمیں امن و سلامتی چاہیے. بڑی عجیب ہے شبد یہ. ملک عبدالعزیز جو مشہور تھا ابن سعود کے اندر, وہ خود کہتا تھا میری طاقت, اس کی طاقت بہت مشہور تھی ملک عبدالعزیز کی, وہ ہماری طرح نہیں انڈے کھاتے تھے تیل میں ڈال کر, نہیں. آج بھی عرب لوگ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو جو ناشتہ ہوتا تھا وہ ناشتہ وہ خود بیان کرتے ہیں کہ میری طاقت بڑھاپے میں بھی وہی جیسے جوانی کی طرح. مثال تھی اس کی ملک عبدالعزیز کی. اور وہ کیا ہوتا تھا, ان کے ناشتے کے اندر میں کھجور ہوتا تھا, کھجور ان کے دسترخوان پر ناشتے میں, اونٹنی کا دودھ کا پنیر ہوتا تھا, اونٹنی کے دودھ کا, اور اونٹنی کا دودھ بھی ہوتا تھا, اور فریش زیتون ہوتے تھے, فریش زیتون ہوتے تھے, اور وہ سامنے اونٹنی کا دودھ بھی ہوتا تھا, بس یہی ان کا ناشتہ ہوتا تھا زندگی بھر. نبی اکرم سب سے یہی کھاتے تھے. زیتون کے جو فضائل حدیث میں ہیں عجیب, فرماتے ہیں زیتون کا اگر جس باکس میں تم زیتون رکھے ہیں ساری زندگی, یعنی کئی سال تک بھی رکھو تو زیتون بگڑتا نہیں تیل کے ساتھ, اس میں کھلا ہوا ہو تو اس میں چیوٹی بھی نہیں آتی. زیتون کی بات عجیب ہے. قرآن کریم نے زیتون کا جو ذکر کیا ہے جگہ جگہ پر اس کا ذکر ہے, بہت ساری جگہ پر اس کا ذکر ہے, زیتون کا ذکر ہے بہت ساری جگہ پر ہے, جس کا اندازہ نہیں کر سکتے. اللہ حضرت اسید الانصاری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, صحابی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اسید انصاری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, youngsters, you understand English? Urdu? Now? Okay, sit down. Man. We'll just favor you. So, all right. So, I'll try. Usayd al-Ansari radiallahu anhu mentioned Quran al-Kareem in the Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Hadith, Kulu al-Zayd, eat, try to eat always olive. Waddayinu bihi, and massage olive oil on your body. Fa'innahu min shajaratin mubarak. This is a blessing tree from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif about olive. We don't value with that. Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala's hadith mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim also, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala's hadith, Hazrat Al-Kamar radiallahu ta'ala's, Alaykum bi zayti zaytun, hold fast the oil of the zaytun, olive oil. Hold fast, meaning kulu, drink. Waddahinu bihi, and massage on your body. Fa'innahu tanna'u bil bawasir. Jisko bawasir. Kya kehte isko English mein? Bawasir ko piles. Best cures for the piles. Wali. Allah's Nabi Sassan mentioned. Ibn Sunni rahimahullah mentioned in his Sahih, Alaykum bihadihi shajaratil mubarak. Alaykum, where the word of Alaykum come in the Hadith, meaning you hold fast, hold tight, meaning try to use it. Bihadihi shajaratil mubarak, this blessing tree, meaning the fruit and oil of this tree of Zaytun, olive. Why? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Zaytun, Zaytun, fatadawaw bih. The olive oil is a cure for many, many sickness. One of them is called basur. When the piles get worse, then it becomes, that is bleeding a lot. And it wounded the private back passenger, become wounded and painful. He said, use olive oil to cure for it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned himself. Eatanimu bi zayt. Use olive oil or olive. Eat olive. Waddahinu bi and massage on your body. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكٍ. This is a blessing tree. Allah also mentioned in the Quran many, many places about zaytun, olive. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned. That's so once Khalid ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was coming towards Medina to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his friend Ghalib ibn Abjar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On the way, the Ghalib ibn Abjar became so sick. He couldn't even walk properly. Now, Ibn Abi Atiq rahmatullah alayhi, he came to know about him, that Ghalib ibn Abjar got so sick, he can't walk, and he was going to Madinah Munawwara to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is quoted in Bukhari. Also in Ibn Majah. Amazing. Ibn Abi Atiq said, when he went to visit him, if you know something, if you go to visit some sick person, you know something good, tell him, use this. It's good for you. Give some good mashwara. He went there, he said, I heard the hadith of Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that you must take few seeds of what you call black seed. I just was teaching in Kitab al-Tib in Tirmidhi Sharif the same hadith. Says take, in Tirmidhi mentioned that take few 21 mentioned the hadith 21 seed, black seed, seed, not oil, black seed, and put in a cloth, like a cotton cloth, and then leave in olive oil, leave inside the olive oil, at least for a few hours. Both things is very good. Both. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the black seed is a cure for everything in the psalm beside death. Beside death. Everything. We don't believe that what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. As I mentioned last week also, that ajwa is the fruit of Jannah. If you eat 7 ajwa in the morning, on the whole day, the full day, no one can do black magic on you and no even poison will affect you. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif. Ajwa. Here mentioned that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated the hadith, his narration. She said, I heard the hadith from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that use the black seed inside the olive oil, and that oil, after a few hours, just put 2 drops on the right side and 1 drop on the left side in the nose. You will get better. Any sickness of the body, especially the tumor, many other sickness. And if you don't get better, the left side mention 2 drop and the right side 1 drop. Just put inside the nose. He says, I told Ghalib ibn Abjar, do this, you'll get better. He did it. He used in his nose and he got better within a few hours. So the hadith of Bukhari Sharif said, definitely if you use that something with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will help. But remember, everything, that kalunji, black seed oil, black seed and oil, pregnant woman must not use it. It's so hot, if she drink that or she eat that black seed, straight away miscarriage. What garam you? So I have to ask the doctors also. But these things is a very, very nice. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala mentioned clearly, Allahu Akbar, says, Kulu Zayt. You have seen the Arab people, Arab, they always eat the zaytun, khajur and kahwa. Zaytun, khajur and kahwa. Kulu zayt. Eat olive, waddahinu, massage the oil on your body, even though it's not pain on your body. You can massage on your leg, on your head. I remember, because I was a chaplaincy of the NHSV, a few months. From Doncaster NHS, the doctors, white people, they wrote a letter to me that we got a patient and not sleeping at all, got some problem. There's a depression. I replied, wrote the number, I gave the answer. That 3 or 4 white people, doctors, they brought the patient by me. Not only one, many times. And they write thanks also after that. Even the one brain specialist brought his own daughter. Brain specialist. He says, I use everything for my daughter. But she is not getting better. And there are many patients. Because I did the course of the mentalness also. Alhamdulillah. So I said, listen, the best things, olive oil. You just get the olive oil, bring it to me, and I read Surah Fatiha 7 times, blow inside, use here and here, on the middle of the head that we call brain is here, 3 places, 10 minutes, morning, evening, 7 days time, you'll be normal, the mentalness will go away, depression. It's very powerful. And it's happened. They used to write to me, Jazakallah, the doctor told me, my daughter got better within 7 days. I use all type of medications. I said, well, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kulu zayt wa dahinu bihi fa inna fihi shifa min sab'een, is cure for 70 sickness. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that. She found min sabreen, and amongst them Dao min al jazam. You know the albino, white skins. We call albino. White skins sometimes, patches everywhere. Is the best, this is the best. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Minha Dao min al jazam. That's called in Arabic jazam. It's very powerful. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, both of them mentioned the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Kana Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam yan'atu, na'at meaning to pull inside nose, na'at, nu'ut, or inside mouth. As I mentioned last time also, to put some medicine inside, some they put in the nose. Here zaytun just put in the nose, what will happen? Is it good for Zatul Jamb? Zatul Jamb meaning, is in hadith? Zatul Jamb meaning pneumonia. Is cure for the pneumonia. Pneumonia sickness is such a bad, the person will die. Because pneumonia starts after flu. You don't take any medication, slowly, slowly, it goes that you can't even breathe properly. And we tried so many people in the COVID times. I said, use this. Eat oil or drink the zaytun oil. Alhamdulillah. Because for the dama, dama meaning just go? Asthma. It's good for the asthmatic people. Will open up everything inside. Open up. That's why Imam Zahabi rahmatullah alayhi, who wrote the Sharab the Bukhari Sharif, he mentioned, Allahu Akbar, he said, any oil you drink will bug it up your stomach, problem, make you diarrhea. But zaytun never ever, because zaytun is cure for the stomach. Mm-hmm. Always cure for the stomach. Mm-hmm. And not the smallest. That's why it says, those who drink the zaytun oil, is the time, 11 o'clock morning, and before sleep, the person will never ever get a stomach cancer. Never will get a stomach cancer. Mention Atibba of the world, Atibba of the India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and the Africans, the big tabib and doctors, they said, zaytun is a very, very powerful, and especially, they say, for the person who got a stroke on any side, use the olive oil. Is very good for the stroke. Massage Allah, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Wadainu. Why? Because in a stroke, the most of the veins stop bleeding, bleed inside. The blood stop inside. And what happened? Then just squeeze your body like this. You can't move your hand. You can't open your fingers. You can't spread your leg because all the veins stops. So that zaytun oil is so powerful. When you drink the oil and you massage the falis person, the person who got a stroke, is cured, inshallah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Irkun Nisa meaning the person who got the pain of the left side, they call lower back pains, or the right side or the left side, lower back pains, is very, very good. Even the pain of all the joints. Very poor. And I remember the one person phoned me. He says, my wife, every day the hair is falling so much when she go for bath, the hair falling. I said, try. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah is one wazifa. Read Ihdina Sirat al Mustaqim 7 times and blow inside the olive oil and massage for 10 minutes. He says, within 3 days, no hair was coming out. So strong. It's all your hair. Yeah. Because it's good for the body. We don't use what we don't understand the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What he said, why Allah mentioned many places about, inshallah, you'll see in Surah Nur, we'll explain inshallah. In Surah Nur, Nabi Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned especially the whole one big ayat about zaytun. Allahu Akbar. So zaytun is very good for asthmatic, for piles, and for strokes, and for the body pains, and many, many things. But here Allah said, can you see that? What Allah Ta'ala mentioned here? Allahu Akbar. It says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ وَشَجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ مِن تُورِ سَيْنَا تَنْبُطُ بِالدُّهُنِ. There is a tree It grows a lot's way in Syria by the Mount of Tur in Syria. That's why the people use Tambutu Bidoni. That olive is full of oil. So lots of oil inside. Now how are you going to use that? Sometime you practice this ayat also in your house. Sometime you must practice this ayat also in your house. Take some little but zaytun oil, olive oil, and take roti. What Allah says, sibghil lil akilin. It's very powerful for the person who put inside the roti, the piece of roti inside the oil, and then eat. Allah says, sibghil lil akilin. Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, on his dastarkhan and tablecloth, always you find the khajur, you will find the paneer, you will find the olive, you will find the olive oil. Our dastarkhan is empty with these things. We don't use all these things. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved to use all these things on his dastarkhan. Shaykh al-Hind used to say, people come and eat this zaytun and this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi used to eat like this. Cucumber. Like Nabi sallallahu alaihi went in somebody's house, said, ask the sahabi, you got some food? Said, I got any roti. Anything else? I don't have anything else, no any curry, but I got vinegar. What is it? Vinegar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi said, hadith of Muslim Sharif. Hadith of Muslim Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, ni'mal idamu al-khayr. Ni'mal idamu al-khayr. Best curry is a vinegar. What Nabi sallallahu alaihi said? Best curry? We don't even use the vinegar. It's authentic hadith of Muslim Sharif. Ni'mal idam. Idam meaning curry. Best salad is vinegar. We don't even look at towards the vinegar too. Imam Tirmizi rahmatullah alayhi said, but he quoted the hadith from Umm Hani, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's first cousin, the sister of Hazrat Ali. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to my house and asked me, Ya Umm Hani, you got some food in the house? She said, La. No. But Al-Akhbaz Yabis, dry roti is there. The roti not like us, this is a fresh, fresh. Garam garam. No. It was a dry from two days, maybe one day, and it's dry. And what else? He said, Wakhil and the vinegar. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Faqala hati. Bring it here. Bring it here. Then what he said? The word. Write it here on your heart. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? Ma afkara baytun man idama fi al khal. Us ghar mein kabhi fakiri nahi aayegi jisme vinegar hoga. And that house, never ever the poetry comes, the house who got the vinegar. Who use vinegar. Kabhi sunat hoon. Us ghar mein kabhi fakiri nahi aayegi. No poetry. Jis ghar ke andar mein, Imam Tirmizi narrated this hadith. And that's when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said after them, Allahumma barik fil khil, ay Allah, bless the vinegar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua special. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, why? فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ إِدَامُ الْأَنْبِيَا. Sare anbiya ki kari, kari, was anbiya's was vinegar. Anbiya alayhi salam used to eat that vinegar with the roti. And then he mentioned again, ma lam yafkar baytun fi al-qil. Us ghar mein kabhi poetry, garibi nahi aayegi jisme sirka hoga. All these hadiths, authentic hadiths, no doubt. Isliye, kisi ko bukhar bahut ho na, is somebody got a heavy fever. Let me tell you one thing. You will see yourself that warm water put inside the vinegar and take the cloth and wet it inside and then keep on the head of the person. Within few minutes, the fever will come out. So powerful. We tried for so many people. It's very, very good. I remember from Sheffield or somewhere, the one husband wife used to bring the two disabled children by me. Maybe it was 7 years old, 8 years old. They couldn't walk. I told them, there is no any tawbis for that. You read this Quranic ayat, ayat Shifa, always blow, bath them, when you bring them, bath, and after that, you must use the olive oil. The school, what they used to go, the nursery,
The teachers and doctor got shocked how they got better. There is no cure for it.
They said the olive oil.
I told them, use this one. We don't use olive oil. Allahu Akbar. Aage, one more ayat, finishing now, quickly. Said, Allah wa ta'ala said, wa shajaratan, sometimes used you also, take a roti, put in a zaytun, dibo kar jana khao, taake Quran ki sahib par amal ho jaye. Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to eat that also sometime to remember the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At least we could practice little bit on the Quran also, hadith also. We'll get the sunnah's reward.
وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٍ
بِشَكْ تُمَارَ لِيَ So Zaytun also showing me and you the tawheed about the oneness of Allah. Who's bringing these trees? Allah. The whole world using the olive oil. They're using for achar and this and that and many things. Even they use so many times the medicine also. And here, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ The chapaye, meaning the halal animals, camels, buffaloes, cows, and the goat and sheep, halal animals, فِي الْأَنْعَامِ الْعِبْرَةِ Usme tumhare liye lesson hai. You got the lesson in these animals. What do you mean lesson? Meaning you just see them. Allah Ta'ala created them for you, but you people worshipping the animals. My tawheed, to look at the animals, look at in India, the cow is mata. And they're selling the urine also. And they said pavitra. Pavitra meaning is blesses urine. I went in Leicester one shop. I saw in the shop they're selling one bottle. What's this? It's a cow urine. How much is it? 15 pounds. I said, our Zamzam 5 liter, get 20 pounds, man. This is small, not even 50 liter. And they used to, in the morning, use drink as a mata. Allah Ta'ala created the animals for me and you to eat. To make a stronger body, not to worship them. Not to worship them. Allah said, this is my to eat. That everything been created for you and you created for Allah. Inna dunya khulikat lakum wa annakum khuliktum lil akhirah lillah. For Allah. And what Allah says here, subhanallah. Nusqikum mimma fi butuniha. We're giving you a beautiful pure milk from the animal's stomach. Butun meaning stomach. Bottom. What do you mean? See that? All the animals, when they eat the grass, it become half like a fuzla, impurity, half become the blood. Allah said, from that blood, I'm making a pure milk for you. From that blood, I'm making, that's what our study used to say, you people as youngsters remember, her mother is 32 vein goes in mother's breast. How many? 32 of the mother's brain, the veins goes to the breast. And Allah changed from blood to milk. And the child sucked that milk for 2 years. So you didn't suck the milk. You suck your mother's blood. And you don't respect your mother today. The other food you can't eat, only mother's breast, the milk. SubhanAllah, and there's blood for you. Allah changed it. Allah said same thing here. Nusqikum mimma fi butuniha. What do you mean? Another place Allah mentioned. Min bayni farthin wadamin khalisal. Sa'igal. Khalis and pure. And it's so nice when you drink milk. Lisharibin, Allah said, for the person who drink the milk, you will see. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one place. Laysa shayun yudzi makana ta'am wa sharab ghayru laban. None any food in this world is more better than milk. Hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif. None any food better than milk. Only the best food in this world is milk. That's why all the food you eat, you have to say dua, alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana. We have to thank Allah and we have to ask Allah more ni'mat. But when you drink the milk, what do you have to say? Allahumma barik lana fi. No, alhamdulillah. Allah put blessing in this place, in this milk. A different du'as there for the milk, when you drink milk. It's good. But what Allah says, min baini farzi. One side is urine in the stomach of the cow or the sheep or the camel. One side is urine and cow dung. Other side is blood. In between you can see, the scientist said, in between you can see that milk Allah tabarak wa ta'ala taking out. Not a single drop of urine inside. Not a single drop of cow dung inside. Not a single drop of blood inside. Pure. Allah said, khalis. Khalis kisko kehte hain? The ibadat is nothing beside Allah. That's the milk. Nothing inside, only pure. That milk Allah give me and you, we drink day and night. But remember, one side Allah Ta'ala mentioned ibaratun nas, isharatun nas. Ibaratun nas, my tawheed. Look at my power and kudrat. That I'm giving you milk. One side is urine and cow dung and the blood. Bim baini farthim wadam. Farth meaning cow dung, urine. Other side dam meaning blood. In between khalis and shaigal sharibin. Milk I'm giving you. That's my power. Other side, if you take out the milk in the glass and you see inside one drop of the blood or one drop of urine, what you gonna do? You gonna drink? You gonna throw it away. Allah giving me and you lesson, subhanallah. If your ibadat, namaz, roze, zakat, hajj, quran, tilawat, even the one drop of show off inside, one drop of show off inside, riyakari, Allah said, jis taratum, how you throwing away the milk, which is one drop of blood inside, one drop of cow dung inside, one drop of urine. Similarly on the day of Qiyamah, if your piety and good deeds, even one drop of show off, I'm going to throw it away. Two lessons from this milk. Nusqikum mimma fi butuniya. Min baini farsim wadamin khalis. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, nusqikum mimma fi butuniya. Walakum fiha manafiu kathira. There are so many benefits in the animals. You're using the horn, you're using the skins, using the hay, and using the bones, using the meat and flesh, using milk, using the making from the lassi. And what we're making in this world today? No, but we want a tea in the morning, milk tea. We don't, in our days, don't go. The whole day, subah peeta ho, sham peeta ho, raat mein peeta ho, din mein peeta ho, galati meri hai ke chai peeta ho. The old people, they don't stay without tea. Use milk, but try to drink milk morning and evening. Is good for your digestion system. It's good for your memory also. It's good for your body also. For everything. Because Allah said himself in the Quran al-Kareem, and how much benefit mentioned, that none any other food better than the milk. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allahu Akbar. Hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif. What Allah said, وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. And you're eating the flesh also. Every day we're eating chicken. Every day we're eating cow. Flesh. Every day we're eating the cow meat. Oh, mashallah, cry goes. Chicken cry, mutton cry. But we never thank Allah. What Allah says in the Quran. When you eat, thank Allah. Everything created for you. Eat. But you don't forget Allah too. Come towards Allah. Make sajda in front of Allah. That, Ya Allah, you give me today best food today, Allah. Shukriya. Let me come in a masjid and read namaz. Look at the people, they got no food, no food, nothing. They suffered for months and months. They never seen the bottles. No milk. They stop everything. Now they're getting, but for whole year, 15 months, nothing. Ask them the value of this food. You understand? So it's so important to understand the Quran, what Quran said to me and you. وَعَلَيْهَا وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ تُحْمَلُونَ. And Sometimes you use the camel. I remember a few years ago I went for Umrah in Ramadan. One Arab said, I said, I want to drink the pure she camel milk. I never drink in my life. Usne kaha, kya baat kahi? He said to me, we were talking Arabic, he's my friend, mashallah, he's a real Arab from Taif. He said to me and Bashir, that was together. And he said to me, listen, one thing, when you drink the camel milk, she camel milk, then your stomach will tell us, is a lying stomach or a true stomach? So what you mean? He said, when you drink and your diarrhea starts straight away, that means your stomach is lying. And you, mashallah, digest your stomach perfect, mashallah. I said, okay, let's go. We went after Isha, after Tarabi. And we went, that man who had so many camels, we went in somewhere out of Makkah, and he said, okay, come. You take the milk out, take it out. We went, myself and Bashir, by asking, we'll tell you. We went there, we trying, not a single drop coming out. I said, there is nothing inside, no milk inside. Can you see? We tried, he's tried, nothing inside. He said, just now we'll see. He went and brought the baby. She came as baby, brought it. And just put little bit there. It's gone like this. Full. Wallah, it's full. And then we just, there was baby was drinking a little bit. After they moved the baby and we tried to take it out, the camel is making noise. It's my baby's milk. Why are you taking out? How did he? Just gone full like this. And so much milk came out. Me and him and three of us, we drank. After half an hour, one person said, I got diarrhea. Alhamdulillah, I was perfect, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. But the other person, subhanAllah, diarrhea started. I said, my stomach is perfect, alhamdulillah. So that's things. Allah Ta'ala give milk straight, but there's no milk there. Amazing. Amazing. You'll enjoy when you drink milk. Say, Allah barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. Hey Allah, put blessing inside and give me more milk. When you drink that milk, you know, it's sunnah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try. Morning, evening, try. It's good for the stomach, for the brain, especially small children. When they drink, the memories goes very strong also. It's good, inshallah. So he said, وَعَلَيْهَا وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ تُحْمَلُونَ. And upon that, nowadays, those times they're using the camels to carry from one place to another place, donkeys and all these things. Buffaloes, now they're using for the farm also. In UP side you go, they don't use the ox, they use the buffaloes to do farming things all. But nowadays, as you can see, there's so many other things also. There's so many, you know, the ship is going from one place to another place, subhanAllah. You see the flight taking, you know, cargoes and everything. So nowadays, bicycle, motorcycle, the cars and everything, Allah Ta'ala says, using that all, but you don't remember Allah. Remember Allah. So he mentioned, وَعَلَيَّ وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ. You see the how many ships going from one country to another country, you're taking on the water. If you put one stone on the water, what will happen? It will go inside. But you see how big the ship is on the water. That's the kudrat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And full of the people, full of the goods, and going from one country to another country, Allah said, you just remember Allah, whose power is there? Allah's power is there. Now here, Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the kashti and ship. Now further, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's made the kashti and ship. How was the kashti? How big was? What was happening to the? Why Allah salat? That's why Allah Ta'ala further mentioned the story of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, of his tabligh, da'wah to tabligh. From here, Anbiya alayhi salam's story started, Allah Ta'ala. Firstly, the first Nabi who spread the deen and da'wah to tabligh is Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Understand? Inshallah, we will explain you in details about the Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, how big that kashti was and what was and what was inside and what happened, how many people traveled from there and what happened, inshallah. If Allah Ta'ala Nambi Umar Ata Farma, inshallah, isko bayan karenge. Ya Rahman Rahim, Ya Dhul Jalali, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Dayyan, Ya Sultan, Ya Karim, Ya Ihsan. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa
عليه وسلم ربنا في الدنيا حسن وفي الآخرة حسن وفي العذاب النار. يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا غفور يا غفار يا الله ہمیں قرآن سمجھنے سمجھانے کی توفیق عطا اے اللہ تیری قدرت کو سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا اے اللہ تیری توحید کو سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا یا اللہ کلمے کا تقاضا ہمارے دل میں پیدا فرما کلمے کو سمجھنا ہمارے دلوں میں پیدا فرما ہم نے کلمہ پڑھ لیا ہم نے سمجھا نہیں تیری قدرت کو کہ کوئی نہیں ہے الا اللہ صرف تو ہی ہے سب کچھ کرنے والی ذات تیری ہے یا اللہ یہ ہمیں سمجھا دے ہماری زندگی میں بٹھا دے ہمارے دنیا کے ہر کام میں اس کو بٹھا دے اور ہمیں تیرے پاور تیری قدرت تیری توحید کو سامنے رکھ کر زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے لائے ہوئے طریقے کے مطابق زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما مجلس کے ایک فرد کی مغفرت فرما ہماری اعلیٰ اولاد یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ بھائی بہن پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما پوری امت کی مغفرت جہاں جہاں لوگ سن رہے ہیں میری تفسیر آن لائن آن سائٹ یا اللہ سب کو اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما سب کو قرآن سمجھا دے اللہ تیرے قرآن کی محبت میں اللہ ہم سب کو معاف کر دے ہم سب کی مغفرت کر دے ہم نیک بندوں میں شامل فرما یا اللہ ہماری مسجد کی جماعت جا کر آئی ہے دوسری جگہ یا اللہ ان ینگسٹرز کو جانا قبول فرما یا اللہ ان کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ان کی زندگی میں دین پیدا فرما ہدایت کے فیصلے فرما جس جگہ میں جس مقام میں جس مسجد میں گئے ہیں وہاں ان نوجوانوں کی برکتیں پیدا فرما وہاں کے لوگوں کے لیے رحمتیں پیدا فرما دین کی طرف آنے کے لیے اللہ آسانیاں پیدا فرما ہماری اس مسجد کو آباد فرما آباد کرنے والوں کو آباد فرما ہماری مسجد کے ینگسٹرز جوان بوڑھے سب کو آباد فرما یا اللہ اپنے فضل سے کرم سے رحم سے ہماری دعاؤں کو ان آمین کہنے والوں کی آمین کے ساتھ قبول فرما وصلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم محمد وآلہ وسلم.